AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On day 7 of the government shutdown, President Trump says he is open to talk about an extension of health care subsidies, but the government must first reopen. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the answer from the Senate Republicans has been the same old thing.
What is John Thune doing? What are they doing? What, 5 times they've brought this dead on arrival, partisan Republican spending bill to the floor for a vote, and it's gone down 5 times. That's legislative insanity.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says this shutdown has got to stop.
Real hardships for real families, and it cannot drag on any longer. We are pleading with the Democrats in the Senate to do the right thing.
The Trump administration is warning of no guaranteed back pay for federal workers during the shutdown, reversing what has been longstanding policy. Attorney General Pam Bondi defended herself against Democratic criticism that she has weaponized the Justice Department. Bondi told the Senate Judiciary Committee she's upholding a pledge not to play politics.
I absolutely have upheld that commitment, Senator. I pledged that I would end the weaponization also of the Justice Department, and that America would once again have a one-tier system of justice for all. And that is what we are doing in this country.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin responded.
The Attorney General has systematically weaponized our nation's leading law enforcement agency to protect President Trump and his allies and attack his opponents, and sadly, the American people.
Bondi echoed conservative claims that President Biden's Justice Department, which brought 2 criminal cases against Donald Trump, was the one that weaponized the law enforcement agency. Hurricane Priscilla neared Category 3 status in the Pacific as a new tropical storm, Jerry, is forming in the Atlantic. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. 2 years ago, Israel's war with Hamas began.
Numbers alone can't capture the toll the Israel-Hamas war has taken on the Gaza Strip, but they can help us understand how thoroughly the conflict has upended the lives of 2.1 million Palestinians living in the territory. Out of every 10 people, one has been killed or injured in an Israeli strike. 9 are displaced. Palestinians in Khan Yunis say the past 2 years of war in the Gaza Strip have felt much longer because of the conditions they've endured, sharing hopes for an end to the fighting. Displaced father Hassan Abu Rajaila tells the AP, "We've lost the beautiful moments in life. Our life has become hell upon hell. Every day there is killing, strikes, death, martyrdom." While from a hospital, journalist Ahmed Al-Aghas says, "We've lost many tens, hundreds of fellow journalists, apart from the injured." Israel's mourning their dead Tuesday as indirect talks are taking place between Israel and Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.